We're good to go at this point. Sorry
Okay,
about
bye.
that. So again, my name is Dieter Wijkmans for the third time, but probably the first time that you hear it. I've included my email address and my Twitter handle as well. My current position is managing consultant at Cortech Benelux. I am a board member of the Systems Center Use Group Belgium, SKUG-BE, where I have my blog and where we have a lot of members blogging about their experience in System Center. I am an MVP, Cloud and Data Center Management, since 2014. And let's get this show on the road, shall we? For people who have seen one of my online sessions or offline sessions during presentations, I always put my motto on there. I put it on there as long as I see people making mistakes against it. It's don't overthink it. It's doing common things uncommonly well that bring success. Most of the people I see that work on projects start working on the big things. But in my personal opinion, if you start focusing on the small things as well and the things which are really, let's say, common, you will get success and you can focus on the other things as well. So what's the goal of this session? The goal of this session is basically exploring the possibilities of OMS concerning data. I did some webinars, I think two before, how to get started fast with OMS and what is OMS. They're also on the Channel 9 Belux channel. So if you want a more, let's say, introductive session, please, I feel free to actually get those sessions online. Second, where are we today with our data? All my sessions are based on questions I get from audience or online. And one of the most questions I get is, let's say I put data online, but in OMS, I've configured OMS, but what can I do with it? So that's what I'm going to try to give you. I'm going to give you a start to manage your data. And last but not least, I'm going to give you the tools to start working with OMS. I'm limited to an hour, so I'm going to try to treat everything equally and as fast as possible with a lot of demos so that you have all the tools to start working. So the agenda is very quickly. First of all, I'm going to go over the start of a series of webinars. This is the first webinar of the series, like mentioned before. We're going to quickly check how to get data in and how to manage actually what data we are sending up. So we're going to try to keep control. And last but not least, we're going to see in the tool how we can manipulate data for our benefits. So the first thing on your marks, we have a start of a not to miss series. In the introduction, it was the same picture, but here I highlighted in bold all the OMS specific sessions. So next 4 weeks, I think it's Monday, there will be a session about OMS, and we're going to go over all the basics. We're going to cover all the bases. We're going to go over all the aspects of OMS, and we're going to try to get your insights fast. So this is the first one, onboarding in OMS, get your insights in your big data. Next week, we're going to talk about Azure Automation. The week after, we're going to try to recover our data center with Azure Site Recovery. We're going to talk about Cloud Integrated Backup with System Center and Azure Backup. And then we have Configuration Management with Azure Automation. So the next 4 weeks, mark it in your agenda. If you want to get going with OMS fast, these are not to miss sessions to get you going and to get a starting point to start exploring the vast possibilities of OMS. So the first part of this presentation, if I'm going a little bit too fast through the slides, is because I'm so eager to show you all the cool things in the demo in the live environment as well. So the slide deck will be available afterwards as well. So if you want to browse through the slide deck on your own pace, feel free to do so, of course. So the first thing we're going to talk about is how to get data in. Most of the people know that OMS exists, but they struggle with how to get data in. I'm not going to cover the entire process of configuring OMS, but there are a couple of things I'm going to highlight because we're going to use them later on in this presentation. So first of all, the built-in possibilities to send data in, what is possible? You have two possible ways in. First of all, you have via the Operations Manager console. I've explained this in my previous presentation or my previous webinar, how to configure that. It's pretty simple. It's straightforward. You just select which machines. You just connect your OMS or your Operations Manager Management Group with your OMS workspace. And at that point, you can select which machines will send data up and start using the data in OMS. And last, and the second one is you can connect agents directly. You can connect agents directly by just installing the Microsoft monitoring agent and then filling in your workspace and send data up to your workspace. So what is not possible, and I've said today, because OMS is moving so fast that when you see this presentation, it's quite possible that one of the things which are not possible today will be possible in the near or the not so distant future. So always check and don't take this for granted. If I say that something is not possible, it's quite possible that in 2 weeks it will be possible. But today, at this point, it's not possible to do multi-homing of agents direct and via SCOM. So if you have an agent which is sending data through Operations Manager, you can't directly connect a machine to OMS workspace or vice versa. And you can't connect agents through gateway scenarios, so you will have to make sure if you connect a machine directly to your OMS workspace, that it will have internet connections to send data actually to your OMS workspace. So you need to have internet connection on all machines which are directly connected. If you have a setup which you are using with Operations Manager Management Group, you will have to have internet connection only through the management service which are sending data up, so you have a more granular approach. One of the questions I get a lot is how can I actually select data which is sent up to your workspace? And then you have two options. Either you can select in the OMS workspace what to send. I'm gonna showcase that in a minute in the console. You will have the possibility to send event logs, levels of the event logs sent, and also performance metrics to your OMS workspace to use them in your search queries or dashboards or whatsoever. The only thing which is, the second thing which is not that pop, that common known is that you can also send your own data, which is performance data, for example, into your workspace by just using a custom provider. This is a bit more in-depth in code. You will need to know how to actually adapt your management packs. But I'm using this, let's say, platform. I'm using this method to send my own performance data, let's say my electricity consumption whatsoever, through a property back into the OMS workspace. So I'm going to showcase that later on as well. So the next step is to keep control. A lot of questions I'm getting is how can I keep control over my data? How can I actually keep control over what I'm sending up? And out of the box, there isn't at this point, not a lot of control what you can send, because as soon as you actually put a machine on your OMS workspace, whether it's through Operations Manager or whether it's through OMS directly, it will gather everything that OMS is requesting. So if you want a performance metric, let's say CPU, it will gather that info from all the machines which are directly connected or connected through an Operations Manager Management Group. There's actually out of the box no way to minimize or to control. First of all, not a lot of people are aware when they start working with OMS that they will consume data very fast. There's a view which is called overview usage, which will keep all the data which is sent up, let's say the last 30 days, And you get a clear view of what is sent up actually. I've at this point enabled security logs. So you see all the security logs is 9.6 gigabytes. So it's taking more than half of my entire data usage on OMS. You also get a clear view on the estimate of costs. I'm just going to quickly switch to my management group, my workspace. And if I go to my usage, which is the tile over here, you see this is the live view. Today I've used 700 megabytes, and the last 30 days I've used 18.6, and you see the peak days. Now this is my lab, which is running on a laptop, which I'm not running 24/7. So you see when it's switched off, it will only receive data from, let's say, my Azure machines, which are not that running, they're not running that fast. So here you will see the security, log management, wire data. You see the seven others, which is all the rest, I presume, and also the SLA. So at this point, the last 30 days, there were 552 batches outside of SLA, and there were 539,000 within SLA. And if you want, you can also download this in an XLS file to actually tell management or whatsoever. If you want to have the estimate costs, again, this is like we mentioned, the free tier, which is 7 days, 500 megabytes. You have a standard tier, which is a retention period of 30 days, but you have no daily upload limit. And if you want a retention of 1 year and a daily upload limit of none, you will pay $65, but always get in touch with your, let's say, Microsoft licensing contact, because there are special rates for enterprises who use System Center and whatsoever. So this is just an estimate for my personal workspace. I mentioned before that it's also possible to actually control what's coming in. That's here in the settings. Here I have my connected sources. So these are all my machines which are currently sending data up. And if I go to the data tab, I can actually here tell the Windows event logs which ones do I want to set up. Every event log which is in the Windows event log can actually be attached here and stand up. But again, out of the box, there's no way to scope only to send one log from one machine. So this is, I'm going to show you a trick later on, but this is how it's how it is today. Windows performance counters are here. There are out of the box, I think 10 or 15 already in there, but you can add your own if you like. And the minimum, I think it's not possible to lower it to 10 seconds or less, because 10 seconds is 10 seconds is the default. So here I have logical disk free space every 60 seconds. It's possible to remove it. We're gonna see later on that for everything you add here, a rule will be created in your operations manager console, which you can manipulate to make sure that you can scope your machines. We have Linux as well. We have IIS logs, custom fields, whatsoever. So I'm just gonna switch quickly to my slideshow again. So that's just to showcase how you can control things. So we checked now how much it will cost and what data is coming in, but how can we actually control the data plus also the costs? This is a question I get a lot from a lot of users. They want to play with it, but they want to make sure that the costs are under control. But if you're sending data up and there's no way to actually control the data which is sent up, you will have no control over the costs and whatsoever. Because in fact, OMS is highly dependent on Azure storage, and Azure storage is a huge, let's say, factor in what you pay. So the first thing you choose is your retention. So that's already a factor for your Azure storage.
I'm sorry to stop you, but once again, I've lost your screen. I can't see what you're presenting.
This is quite annoying. Let's see.
It's snowing, so Murphy's there.
Yeah, it's snowing on the line. Hold on. Feel free to start presenting. I think it's a switch between something. I don't know. Okay. Normally it should be back now.
Waiting. We'll tell you when it's back. Okay, it's back.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So what can we do to actually control the data costs, like mentioned before? One thing we can do is, and these are all community developed solutions. So not solutions, but community developed workarounds, let's put it like that. First of all, we're going to scope machines to send data. Workspace itself. It's not possible natively in the console nor in Workspace to do a scoping. The workaround only works with SCUMP connected machines, so it's not possible to manipulate directly connected machines. So at this point, I always encourage people, if they have Operations Manager running, to always use Operations Manager as a vehicle to send data up to their OMS Workspace, because at that point, you don't have to open up internet on all machines which you would like to send data from to your workspace. And the workaround is mentioned. The credit goes to Cameron Fuller, Tao Yang, and Stan, because they worked on it. It's basically a management pack which collects the logs, which is downloaded from your works from OMS into your operations manager environment or management group. And this is unsealed, so we can actually manipulate this management pack. And it's disabled by default on all machines except the OMS targeted machines. So except the machines which are actually in a specific group, and they are only enabled to send data into your OMS workspace. So if you create a new override for a specific machine to disable sending data up to your environment, you can actually scope which machine is sending data on which counter or whatsoever. A huge exclamation mark there. If you override, it's possible that Microsoft is pushing, because the system is very transparent, Microsoft is pushing new, let's say, management packs on a regular basis to make sure that all Operations Manager management groups have the latest set of management packs to work with OMS. So if Microsoft decides to push new management packs to all the management groups, all your overrides, because it's an unsealed management pack, we have to stay within the same unsealed management pack. These overrides also will be overwritten, so you need to make sure that you set an alert when a machine is sending data again or something. That's also possible in OMS. So you can monitor the monitor with OMS as well. The second thing we're going to try is to scope machines to solutions. It's quite possible that you want one machine to send data up, for example, for the AD assessment, but you want to include only two domain controllers and not the third or the second or the fourth, which is perhaps your test machine or whatsoever. So that's also possible. That's possible at this point with a community management pack created by Cameron Fuller. He actually created an OMS exclude management pack, which will create views to see which machines are excluded for which solutions. And it's a handy management pack because it's using groups. So the only thing we need to do is actually put a machine in the specific group, and then you can actually start controlling whether it's sending data to your workspace or not. So add machines to exclude groups and look at the machines in the views. I'm just gonna quickly go to my management group now. I'm just hoping that it will be smooth. I think we're still online, so that's fine. So this is my management group at this point. The first thing I'm gonna show you is, in fact, the management packs, which are downloaded when you configure OMS. Unfortunately, they're still named Advisor, the old name of OMS. And here we see these are all let's say, sealed, so there's nothing we can do. We see here the firewall log data, anti-malware, so all the intelligence packs are the driving management packs for solutions, which I'm going to showcase later on. But here we see three management packs which are actually unsealed, and it's especially this management pack which we are interested in, because this is the Microsoft System Center Advisor log management collection. So this is holding all the rules which are actually sending logs into our OMS workspace. And if we go to our authoring, I did already a scope on Windows computer, because it's scoped to Windows computer, because we are getting all the logs and whatsoever. We see here all the different things of Windows computer. It's based on log update, update assessment, log update. So if we do here, we see, for example, the client connections, logical disk free space. If at one point we don't want to have logical disk free space of, let's say, an Exchange server or whatsoever, we can always use a new override, override the rule for a specific object of class. And let's say we don't want it, let's say for SCOM MS1, okay? So we're just gonna do a false here. At this point, SCOM MS1 will no longer send data for this rule specific to your OMS workspace. So if you start exploring in your Operations Manager console, you can find all the rules which are sending data up, and you can control up until a certain level which data is coming in. This is particularly handy for all your security logs, for example, because those are, like I've mentioned before, one of the most commonly used logs, which present like 50% of your usage. And if we see now the summary, we see that it's the class is enabled, true, but the object itself is false. So at this point, every member of the group which is sending data up to my OMS workspace is sending data up, except only SCOM MS1. I will showcase this later on, because we will see that there's a breach in this performance counter, which is collected by default, because I've switched it off. But again, if Microsoft decides to roll out a new version of all management packs concerning works or OMS, you will actually lose this override and you will have to put it again. So this is the first one. If you want to scope a machine to actually if you want to scope a machine to a specific solution, this is the management pack I was talking about by Cameron Fuller. It's on the TechNet gallery, and I also included it in the link section at the end of the session. First of all, we're going to see on the views. He created here a scoping OMS solutions. So we have the AD assessment, we have the capacity planning, change tracking, malware assessment, security and audit, and the wire data. And this is all coming with the management pack he created, which is actually called, let's see whether I can find it here. Just gonna do a date imported. It's called scoping OMS solutions. And this is a sample solution to provide scoping for OMS. They do not execute on the systems that you have activated for OMS, like I mentioned. This is something which you can use to scope machines sending data up to your AD environment or whatsoever. By default, they're all sending. So it's up to you to actually close the tab a bit that the flow is not going up in your workspace. And thus also control the flow of data and perhaps also control your costs. So these are a couple of things as of today, which you can use to manipulate the data. Today, OMS is just collecting everything, but it's quite possible when you're seeing this demo that you also should check your workspace that it's now the 7th of March 2016. If you're seeing this in a couple of months, it could well be possible that there are changes in this field as well. So I'm just going to switch to my environment again. I'm still seeing that I'm presenting, so this is working at this point. So the next thing is, if in fact we have controlled our data, the next thing we want to do is manage the data. It's quite cool to have everything in our environment, but we need also something to actually work with it. People who have worked with OMS, they know that there are cool solutions in there. Solution, just to summarize, a solution is not really a management pack, but it's a solution. It's a view presented by the OMS team to give you a quick overview of your environment, and it's based on the data you're sending up to the workspace environment, so your OMS workspace. So it's, you can look at it as a dashboard or a vehicle to actually give you the insights and create a dashboard view of your data. It's also based on the feedback or the experience Microsoft gained on the big data. So it will give you all the different things, and all, every solution has a different approach, and solutions are added on a very regular basis, and they are also worked on. A quick side note, in OMS itself, they are experimenting an average of 300 experiments a day, and they range from small things to big things. So just to say that OMS is moving, and it's moving fast. So it's quite possible, if you're seeing one solution today, it is quite possible that next week it will already be tweaked or changed based on consumer feedback. There's also a questionnaire every month to give feedback, and people, and the OMS team is really working with this feedback to make OMS better almost on a daily basis. So if you see the difference between search queries and solutions, search query gives you full control. If you master a search query, you can actually give all insights in your big data, as long as your big data is in the OMS workspace, of course. You can schedule a search query, and you can use it as an entry point to your Azure automation. It's not in the scope of this particular session, but you can actually put a webhook in there and start working with remediation, or launch some actions in Azure automation to start working based on something you detected in OMS. And it's more complicated than a solution because you need to know the language and you need to know what you're looking for. In the solution itself, on the right, it's supplied out of the box, and the solution itself will detect which data will come in and will actually give you a roundup, or will give you a visual experience on the data. It's quite easy because you just need to say, I'm adding this solution to my workspace, and the solution will be added, and then the data which is coming in will manipulate the solution. The only thing you need to keep in mind is that sometimes you need to meet a prerequisite, but that's also documented in the solution itself. The solution itself, that's not a negative point, but a less practical point. It's not possible at this point, to manipulate a solution. It's not possible to drag one column to the other and say, hey, I want this column first, I want this sorted like this or like this. The solution is quite fixed. It's, if you can compare it to a management pack in Operations Manager, it's a sealed management pack. You can just present it and see and get data in, but that's it. If a solution changes, it's changing on the back end, and it's changing for everyone. At this point, there are, I don't know how much solutions, but there are solutions which are coming pretty soon. We started with 8 or 9 solutions, and I think we're already at 10, 15, so it's growing fast. So how am I selecting the right option? It's basically asking yourself a couple of questions. First of all, is that a solution out of the box? If we go into the solution gallery, which I'm going to showcase you during the next demo, you can see that there are a couple of solutions. You can easily add a solution and then just see whether the solution is a correct fit for your scenario. If not, you can just remove the solution and start working with the search query to create your own dashboard. So is the solution 100% fit for my purpose? Sometimes a 90% fit is already fine. So am I sending the correct data to OMS to use this solution? If you are in fact trying to do AD or an Active Directory assessment, but you didn't include Active Directory domain controllers, there's no data in your workspace to actually use this solution. And this solution will actually be pending in data aggregation or whatsoever. So. Are there any prerequisites I need to meet to use this solution, like mentioned before? Another example, if you're using SQL assessment, but you don't have any SQL servers sending data to your OMS, there's no data to actually work with it or to assess. If no solution, again, yet, because they are added on a regular basis, we can use the search query and visualize our own data. And we can save those search queries and tailor them for our own benefits. I've put it on the slide as well. Check frequently for new solutions and visualization possibilities because they are added on a regular basis. So if you don't have the time to work with OMS daily, always check when you open your OMS workspace again in the solution gallery or in your existing solutions because I always find something new somewhere. But I actively am going to look for it, of course, but from time to time they are in the background, but also in the interface. So it's quite a challenging time for OMS. One of my favorite animated series, release the search query in the series, Mr. Burns says release the hounds. I always compare it with releasing the hounds because my big data is sitting there and I'm sending out my troops to actually get all the different bits and pieces to actually make my puzzle to create my scenario. And the search query is actually not that hard to master. If you can translate what you're looking for to some guided prerequisites, you can actually quickly find what you're looking for. And Microsoft also did a great job in OMS to suggest a lot of things which you want to look for. There are a lot of search queries out of the box already presented for different solutions or different scenarios. So you can always use one of those and start working and building on those. You can save the popular ones, and there's also a full history of everything you tried. So if at one point you mess up with a search query, it's always possible to find the search query you tried before and then work from there. You can create your own search queries where there's no designated place where you can actually start working with search queries. There is the search query tab, but you can start using search queries from inside all solutions and all results you get. So there's not really one entry point, and you basically need to get familiar with your own way of working where you want to start your search query. You can do it right in the OMS workspace. You have different options to start your search query, and you can use them as a driving factor. Like mentioned before, you can use a search query as an entry point for your OMS automation or whatsoever. And examples are right in the workspace. Just going to jump into my workspace again. I'm just going to see. Okay, this is coming up. So the first thing I want to show you is, in fact, the solutions. I have some solutions here. I'm not going to showcase all solutions because then that would cover, I think, the entire series because there's so much to tell about. But the first thing I'm going to showcase you is the solutions gallery. There are a lot of solutions in here. Also, a lot of solutions are coming soon. So Microsoft is also telling you that they're working on specific solutions and that they are coming, let's say, in the near future, but there are no dates or whatsoever. So if you're not working with your OMS workspace on a regular basis, always check here whether the coming soon has changed to free. Most of the solutions I use, they come with the status own because I have them installed. So if you tap onto a solution, you will get a detail of what the solution is actually doing. I already have it, so it only has the remove tab, but I can go to the view tab and I can see all my data. I'm just going to go back to my environment here. One thing I always do is I'm just checking how many connected sources. So I have three servers which are connected directly, and I have my VLabs.com 2012. That's my management group, which is sending 8 servers, and the last data is less than 1 hour ago. If I click here, I already come into a search query environment, and you always get here also the search query itself. So the object name is different from advisor metrics, managed workspace, whatsoever. And here you have the max time generated, last date. So in here we have all the last date whatsoever. But if we at this point want to see which computer is actually sending the most data to use our scoping, we can start from here. But I also created my search query before, so I have data per machine. So at this point, this is my search query, and I'm saying I want everything measured count by computer. And this is an overview of all the machines divided or let's say sorted by which machine is sending the most data. And I see here that my SCOM management server is sending the most data. And if I want here, I can go to my computer and I can see which data is the most common and start scoping from there. This is quite frightening for people who are not very familiar with the search query, because these are all the raw results. So you see, these are all the things that manipulate our search. So these are all the things which are coming in. And this is, for example, a security event. A long attempt was attempted using explicit credentials. If we are not searching for this event, it doesn't make any sense. But it's just to showcase you that everything in here can be used to, for example, search. So if I want to sort only, let's say, the target username, it's giving me here already options, and it's also giving on the right the target username string by using field filters you can specify. So it's giving you already some top tips to actually move forward. So I'm just gonna go with SCOM read here in between. There we go. So if I do here, I will not get 420k results, but I will get less. I will get 313k. So let's see, where do we want to actually monitor as well? Localhost process ID. Let's see. I want only 4634. An account was locked off, or an account was locked on. So activity 4624. So I'm just going to type in here activity, and it's giving me already here. And I'm just going to give, let's say, 424, but it's probably need a contain. There we go, successfully locked on. So even when I don't know exactly what I need to type, it will give me some suggestions. So now I will probably not get 313K, but I will only get 114K. And at this point, we can cascade down to exactly what we want. And this search query, we can actually save. Let's say we want to put an alert on there, but well, I'm just going to save it. So I'm going to save it here. Let's say SCOM MS1 4624, and then we can choose a category. I have a category SCOM, which I have all my different, let's say, custom search queries. And then we can use this search query to put an alert on there or to visualize it. So if I go to my dashboard, this is where you can actually do your own thing. It's not basically the same as a solution, but you can have all your search queries here and use them for specific reasons. And I'm just going to say custom. I want, let's see, where's my SCOM? Data per machine. This is the one, I guess. I'm just going to add this. And here I have the possibility to actually see how many time and when it actually happened. Or you can just say, I want the number. I want the number and I want the highlight when it's over. Let's say it's in K, so we're going to go for 600K. And then it will be black. And if I say 500,000, that's one zero more, it will be orange. So you can actually see what's going on here as well. And everything, every tile here, or you can graph it, but there's not really a lot of info in here. But this is basically a tile which you can use. Let's say the electricity consumption here. We can use a tile as well. And then it will give me all the different things which I need. But I think I just restarted my OMS console. And then you see all the different things when it happens. So this is quite useless. So I'm just going to put this back. But if I click here, I will get the search query which we had earlier on. For example, if you want the thing where I always start is, let's say I'm going to my environment. I'm going to the connected sources. This is my way, but there are a lot of ways which you can actually start working from it. But let's say I know that SCOM Management Server 1 or App 1 as well is sending data concerning my electricity consumption, for example. And in here, I get all the results, but I also get the metrics of SCOM MS1 or App1, which is sending up. So I have, because my laptop sometimes is off, I have here a little bit of gaps. But this is my electricity consumption here. And if I click this, I will get every event that came in, telling me how much it will actually, how many electricity consumption it was. So if I go to my app computer here and I want the electricity consumption, I can actually use this search query to see how many times it came above a certain threshold. So the electricity here, let's say the counter value. So I need to actually go all the way down here. And let's say the counter value. Counter name, counter value, and this is a value which you can evaluate. So if you say less than 1500 or more than 1500, a known field counter value, I'll probably need to put this in brackets. So the counter value is equal to, so now I get a value. Sometimes you need to put a space in there, sometimes you don't. So now I have 13, or I have 30 results. If I say I want, let's say plus 3000, I can always get the top 10 as well. But I'm not going to put my max electricity consumption on the internet. So let's say 3000, and I'll probably get like 12. And I can use this search query to also put it on my dashboard, which I've done before. And here I see the occurrences, how many times my electricity consumption, I'm just going to edit this again to make it a little bit more clear. So I'm just going to say here. So my electric consumption, it took plus 12 in the last 30 days. If I want the threshold, I say the threshold here is 15, and then it will be black again. So this is just to showcase how you can actually use your own search queries, and you just need to make sure that you read all the suggestions of Microsoft. I'll probably do another session specifically on search queries, just to showcase a bit of the solutions. So all the solutions in here receive data from my machines, and also from, I can also scope it from my machines. Let's say the system update assessment. It's checking all the security updates and all the updates which are missing on my machines. So Cloud Lab 11 has issues with 28 updates, so I need to patch that. A pretty cool last addition here is the security and audit. So in here, Microsoft is also checking whether there are servers with outbound malicious traffic sending, so you can actually change and see that as well. Just gonna switch to my slide deck again. Anything else I need to know, because my time is limited? I'm almost out of time, but I would love to give you guys the opportunity to do some Q&A as well. So let's get things clear. First of all, you are in control of your data. Microsoft is just gathering the data, but it's you who needs to create the insights by using solutions or by using search queries to actually find the insights. My personal opinion, this is one of the main advantages of OMS, because you can use data across different systems if you upload logs, or if you also connect Linux machines. You can use data across different aspects. Start mastering the search query language, because the search query language is your main tool to get your insights into your data if a solution is not a 100% fit. Or you can use a combination. Plus, the search query language is also your entry point for, let's say, automation or alert remediation or whatsoever. There are multiple ways to create your insights. And one of those is, like I mentioned, you can start from the machine and see which is all stand up, and then start drilling down. Or you can actually start working from a search query which is in the console already and start building from there. There are a couple of solutions which do have search queries as an example, which you can use beside the solution. So feel free to actually check in the search query window whether there's a search query which is already, let's say, 75 or 80% there, and that you just need to extend. Like I mentioned before a couple of times during this presentation, OMS is moving and moving fast, so always check back. Make a habit out of it to check back to the solution gallery or whatsoever, just to see what actually is going on and what new things are in there, because sometimes it's possible that you're looking for a new scenario or a solution for your scenario, and that the solution is already in there and that you already start working with your, let's say, your environment or your solution. So. With that, I've included some links, like mentioned in my presentation. I made a quick start guide for OMS. It wasn't in the scope of this session, but if at one point you want to learn more how to start with OMS, I've created some basic instructions how to set up an OMS workspace and how to work with OMS to send data through OMS. Through your operations manager management group or directly connecting machines. The official OMS URL is microsoft.com/OMS. Again, a test drive is free for 500 megabytes and 7 days retention. So feel free to open a workspace and start exploring. If you want to master the search query or whatsoever, it's always cool to have some data in a workspace and start working with it. The only thing you need is a Microsoft account. There's the official OMS page, which is the OMS blog as well. And then I included two links to the blog of Cameron Fuller, where he actually showcases the different approaches on how to scope per machine or per counter, and how to scope a machine to a specific solution like I did in my demo. And with that, I think I'm just shy of 1 hour, so I open the floor for Q&A. I would like to thank you to take the time, and I apologize for a bit of the hiccups during the presentation. So if you have questions, feel free to ask, and if you have a question afterwards, when you are looking at this recording, I've included my details in the first slide, so I'm not that good at hiding online, so you can find me on Twitter or you can send me a mail, and I will try to answer your question as soon as possible. So